Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God bless you.
Well, we were looking at Acts chapter 3 from verse 19.
See, Acts chapter 3 verse 19.
You don't have to go there. You can, in the meanwhile, go to Galatians chapter
5.
Acts chapter 3 verse 19 is what has led us to what we are currently studying now. Where the Bible says we must repent from our sins and be converted. I like that part of being converted. Because repenting from sins means to stop doing the thing that God doesn't want you to do. But many people may think that that is enough. But the Bible says you must be converted. And that word converted means you have to come back to God. Meaning that you have to believe in Him again. Meaning that you have to trust Him again. Meaning that you have to read your Bible again. Meaning that you have to pray again. Meaning that you have to be in church again. God is not satisfied by you just not sinning. But if you are not coming to Him, you are the same as a sinner in His eyes. Are you following what I'm saying? So He says, be converted. Then He says, then I will blot out your sins. Erase them. Remove them. Clean them. As though they were never there. Then he says, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of God. This is where now God takes over. That's where the Spirit of God carries you. That's why now you are not every day. It's like there are people every day you are fighting sin. But there are levels where you are not even thinking about sin. You are just drawing closer and closer to your God and fulfilling the mission that He is giving you on the earth. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can enjoy a spiritual walk with God where it's not like every day sin. You can enjoy a level where it's almost like you are in heaven while you are on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, I want that level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to take over. He wants to carry you. He wants you to be to soar on wings like an eagle. But there's a little problem called sin that we have to deal with. And what I've been trying to show you for the last couple of weeks is, for me personally, sin is not the problem. But there is something that lives within us that is the cause of the sin that we see. And that's the problem. If we can control that inward thing, then we'll overcome all forms of sin and be able to live the type of life that God expects us to live. Are you following me, somebody? Ask your neighbor, are you still following the man of God? Hallelujah. So, Galatians chapter 5 and verse
19.
Paul begins to tell us what he calls the manifestations of the flesh. In other parts of the Bible, he calls it the sinful nature. In other parts of Scripture, it is called iniquity. In Ezekiel chapter 28, the Bible says, iniquity was found in Lucifer's heart. It is the wickedness. It is an evil that is living inside the human beings. And I explained, where exactly is this thing living within you? It's not living in your spirit. It's not living in your soul. It's living in your physical body. In Romans chapter 7, Paul told us about this. The evil is in my members when he's talking about his physical body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The physical body has a problem because it has this iniquity living in it. And this iniquity wants to come out and show itself. It wants to manifest. And so I'm teaching what I'm teaching so that when you recognize it within yourself, you can suppress it and keep it down so that you don't go to the point where you are expressing the desires of the sinful nature. I hope you understand. These things can lead you to hell. It's an evil that is living in us. Hallelujah. And we have to suppress it. Amen. Now, let's see the next thing there in scripture. Variance. Now, let me do this so that I can really preach in 40 minutes and we can go home. I'm going to group the following together. Variance, emulations,
umona,
wrath.
Ukthukuthela.
Okay, let's skip wrath. So it's variance, emulations,
ugulwa, umona,
strife,
nokubana,
seditions,
nokwalana,
and heresies.
Nokwahlukana.
I'm going to lump this together as one thing. Variance, emulations,
umona,
strife,
ukubanga,
seditions, and heresies. Five of them. We're going to group them into one thing. Now, when you study all these things, one theme that comes from all these different words that Paul used here is divisions. All these five things that we spoke about, they mostly operate in groupings. They work in a church because we are a group of people. They work in the different groups of the church. Praise and worship, ushers, media, what have you. They work, they operate at the workplace. You are in a team. These five things that are mentioned here have the potential of dividing, causing problems and strife in the workplace, in the team, in the group that you are in. They can operate at school. You have been grouped together to do an assignment. Or you come together as students and you are saying we are forming a study group. Meaning that we as a group of five, a group of six, a group of ten, we are going to spend time studying together every day. Anywhere where there's a grouping, these things that I'm about to share with you, the main thing that they want to do is to cause divisions, infighting, stress within the group,
nomona.
Hallelujah. So every now and then in the family, whenever there's a family meeting, someone who has this thing working in them, they cause division. You are there to discuss some important things as a family of how to move forward from certain things. But there may be someone or some people who have these things working in them that will always cause a division in that meeting.
Arguments.
That by the time the meeting ends, people are crying instead of coming to a solution and a way forward. Are you following what I'm saying? So if you study them and you look at your dictionary and you try to study them, you'll see that it's almost telling you the same thing.
Divisions,
strife, dissension. All these five things. Now I'm going to try and explain the little differences that is found in each of these things.
Because
the difference is very slight. But the product or the result of this thing operating always leads to division, separation, and strife. Hallelujah. So this one of variance, it is that inward nature or character that operates as someone who is disagreeable. Someone who always doesn't agree with what we are doing. Negative character, always disagreeable, always fighting what is being discussed, what is being planned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are people like that. They can never, you know, we are discussing something. Everybody is putting their thoughts. And then we all agree and move forward. Meeting finished, we are moving forward. But there's always a person, a man or a woman, who always has to find something that they don't agree with. Just for the sake of not agreeing. Because not agreeing is not wrong. Because some, because you can have a different view. But someone who has this evil in them, they just disagree for the sake of disagreeing because they don't like peace and unity. When everything is working in harmony and in peace and everyone is agreeing,
wrong. Something is annoying.
They must find something.
So,
but why are you breathing too hard today?
But I see.
And you are trying to breathe my air. Heaven. You have just now caused an argument out of nothing, zero. Just because you are not happy when everybody is happy. You are not happy when there's peace. The other day when I was in hospital, there were about four white people in that ward.
By
the way, I was so surprised. In Steve Biko, there are so many white people who are there. So anyway, we are discussing, we are talking. And then the topic changes to what were we talking about? I can't remember, but one of the white people said, hey, you know, but our problem is that our own people are lazy. And when a white person is saying our own people are lazy, who do you think they are talking about? Black people. And I saw that this one is going somewhere. And then the other white person also jumped onto that conversation.
He witnesses there.
And I was sitting there and I was thinking, if I engage the way I feel like engaging, is a pelela plan.
Where will it end?
And I saw that it's not going to end in a matter where there will be harmony here, because up until that point there was peace. Everyone was okay. And I just changed the subject and I just said something else. And I killed it there. Because I could see the trajectory of this conversation that is going to end in a problem. But there are people who don't care. Who say, let it go where it must go. But hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, you are in a family meeting. You can see that if you raise this particular
point,
it will just destroy everything that is happening. It might be an important point to you, but hold your peace for the right time. When in my family, when we were younger, we moved to Pretoria from KZN. We came to Pretoria in 1998. And every year in December, like clockwork, every year we used to go to KZN. But as I was growing up, every time we went there, my family would have meetings. There would be meetings where children are not allowed in. And every time when they finished the meeting, my mother would come out crying. After some time, I said, but why are we going to a place where we are always crying? And I started making excuses. Come December, I said, but who is going to watch over the house? And I said, I want to watch over the house to make sure that everything is safe. But what I was trying to avoid is going to these meetings that, because there will be times that are fun, but when we are coming back, on the way back home, my mother will be crying. This one said that. I don't have the stomach for this thing. I just don't have the stomach for it. Me, I like peace. I like unity. I like it when we are all have one vision, one goal, and we are all driving towards accomplishing it. I don't like an environment where there's tension and don't be that person who is always the reason for arguments.
Why you look at me like this?
You know, sometimes you can be thinking and you are looking at someone but your brain is not there.
You are thinking,
and then someone has become angry.
You see? It's been too long. Look at me.
Come down, my friend. Let's enjoy peace.
Asithokozele
ukuthula.
Love. Uthando.
So that the Spirit of God can flow
amongst us.
If you are a student, so that we can pass.
Khona uzophasa uma umfundi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be the one who is always disagreeing and when you actually look, what is the reason for the disagreement? You just realize that it is just because the person doesn't like peace.
We are born and good lomuntu ngoba akafuna ukuthula.
And it always amazes me.
Ngihlale kungimangaza futhi.
That these people don't notice that they are the problem.
Laba bantu bona bayibona ukuthi bazinkinga.
Before you come, everyone is quiet, peaceful.
Anduba ufike bonke banokuthula.
Akumnandi Nkosi
yami. Usha umoya.
Fika nje wena.
Yeah, comes you.
Why don't you notice? Why don't you like to notice?
Yini
ungafuna ukuthi every time you arrive the peace goes away.
Ukuthi njalo makufika wena kule nhlangano
abantu. It's like you and peace are enemies.
Ukushuthwa na nokuthula nizitha.
Light and darkness.
Ubumnyama nokukhanya.
Because you can't have light and darkness at the same place.
Ngeke ukuphathe konke endaweni eyodwa.
So when you arrive peace is say okay bye bye my time is over.
Ufika wena peace ithi hayi mina sengiyahamba ke la.
Push your neighbor said don't be that one.
Ungabi leyo nhlobo.
And God is watching.
UNkulunkulu ubhekile.
Anywhere, not just the church, anywhere.
Yonke indawo hayi esontweni kuphela. Esikoleni.
Wherever there's a grouping.
Noma kuphi lapho kuneyi.
Don't be the one who is always causing the problem.
Ungabi umuntu onohlala
esusa. Just for the sake of causing the problem.
Ukuthi nje wena ungasusa umsindo.
Push your neighbor said God is watching you.
UNkulunkulu ubhekile.
So when there's a group and there's someone who is suffering from this variance thing,
kukhona umuntu osokola kulezi zinto,
that person will cause divisions.
Lo muntu uzokhonda ukwahlukana.
Hallelujah. My gosh. If I just read my notes just raw as they are, it says someone who has this character trait is a quarrelsome person, someone who quarrels a lot, quarrelsome person. It describes a person or a group that is ready, willing to argue over issues. No matter how petty they are, no matter how small they are, they want to argue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, emulations,
umona,
it causes the same problem, which is divisions.
Now, ubangwa yelo nkinga le hlangene nokuhlukana.
Arguments, separations,
nokuthi kube khona ukubanga.
Discord within a group.
Kuhlangene kule nhlangano.
No, they cause a breaking in the group.
Kubanga ukwahlukana eqeqebeni.
Are you following what I'm saying? But this particular one,
kodwa lokhu khona,
the reason for the person causing these problems,
isizathu sokuthi umuntu enze lezi zinkinga,
is because they are envious or they are jealous.
Ingoba unomona.
So when you have a group, whether in church, whether at work, whether at school, wherever, as long as it's a group, and there's a person who is always breaking the group, causing division, no peace, fighting, one of the reasons why the person is doing that is because they have a problem with something called envy or jealousy. Hey. We are ushers.
Singama usher.
And maybe, and then we have to wear uniform, you see.
Kumele sigqoke uniform.
And maybe you've got a better job.
Unomsebenzi ongcono.
Or you come from a better family.
Ubuya emndenini ongcono.
And then your shoe is just nicer.
Isicathulo sakho
sihle. And your uniform is It looks almost the same as everyone, but yours is a bit nicer.
Now,
someone who has this problem will start not liking you because you dress a bit nicer. You've never said anything wrong. You've never said anything bad. You like the you yourself, you like the person. But because they have a problem that you dress a bit better than everybody else, your perfume is a bit nicer than everybody else, now they will always be causing arguments and fights with you, which will break the group and cause the group to be fighting. I'm just trying to use an example so that you can see how this thing operates. You are in praise and worship. Someone just sings a little bit better. And they can do those things with their voice.
You become angry.
And you are causing a problem. And the real cause of the problem is because you can't do that with your voice. That's the real problem. That you can't do it and they can do it. Now you are causing a problem and tension and infighting. Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in the kingdom of darkness, they are driven by jealousy and these types of things. In the kingdom of light, we are not like that. All of us have different giftings that God has given us. There are things that you can do much better than
me.
And I mustn't be jealous or envious that you can do that better than me. I mustn't be. Because also, there are things that I probably do better than you. So, what we must do as children of God, we have to promote these giftings of other people and celebrate them and allow the Holy Spirit to use them so that they can bless the work of God. Instead of feeling some way that somebody does something a little bit better than
you.
You are at school. You have an assignment. And you just, your English is a bit nicer than the other people. It has become a problem. So what must the person do? Speak broken English for you. Just for you, so that they can please you. Nonsense. Why don't you think that the day we have an English assignment, sizabalimaza?
We'll show them.
Instead of being angry,
then we are ukwata.
Because maybe in maths you are better.
Njalo na ungon.
So must we hate you now that you are better
so
in maths? So this character trait, which is an evil and a wickedness that is in man, causes divisions, removes peace and unity. But the reason for that is because the person who is suffering from this envies somebody else or is jealous over somebody else. Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor saying, it looked like the one pastor is talking about. Tell your neighbor, correct yourself, my friend.
Yeah.
Hey! People will shock you.
Yeah.
Now you have a nice dress at home, you don't know, should I wear it? And you want, your heart wants to wear it. It's your dress, you bought it because you like it.
Right?
But we've noticed that there are some people
who
have a problem. Hey! In the body of Christ, I like the way that Paul explains it.
I think
it's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if I'm not mistaken. Where he explains that the body of Christ is like all of us are members in the body. Someone is a leg, someone is a hand, someone is the eyes, someone is a nose.
Let's
just your nose stop working and you realize that the nose is important. You realize that it's important. So in the body we must celebrate the nose. Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
You see that life without the nose is very different. Because you had a problem with the nose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are angry at the fingers. Let the fingers disappear and you see that life is different without fingers. It's different. A lion is very strong. Very powerful. But a human being who's very weak, because they can use their fingers to put a cage, they overpower the lion. Yeah, very simple. Ladies and gentlemen, all I'm trying to say, when you see yourself becoming angry, and you are causing problems in any grouping, because you see that someone is better than you in a certain element, you have a problem. The evil in you is trying to come out. So suppress it. Fight it. Don't allow those emotions to come out. It is not the characteristics of Christ. It's ungodly. Rather, you are promoting the things of darkness. So suppress it. And choose to like the person. Say, my friend, you dress so nicely. You sing so nicely. I wish I could sing like you. There's nothing wrong. Are you following what I'm saying? At school, you write so nicely. You speak so nicely. Why not? Push your neighbor, say, why not? Why is it angering you? You have a problem. The problem is that you have a problem of envy and jealousy that is causing problems in every group that you are in. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Strife. Let's talk about strife.
Ukubanga.
This one, it causes the same problems, but this one is motivated by pride.
Lokhu kuhamba nokuzikhukhumeza.
Pride. This
one, he can't beat me.
Because you feel
it's
that.
Like this.
You feel. And no matter how you feel so important, there will always be someone who does something better, man. There will always be someone. And then you are causing problems because you hate the fact that. Because this one, it seems like they are becoming bigger than you. And because pride, you always want to be above everybody. And so you are causing problems because you are proud. I I'm talking about everywhere where there's a group.
Ngikhuluma yonke indawo lapho kunenhlangano khona.
In the family.
Emndenini.
There are people, family members who are proud.
Kunabantu emndenini abaziphakamisayo.
One of the ways that you can see pride is someone who always wants to say, have the last word. It's one of the ways you see the thing operating. You always want to be, your voice must be last. When we are trying to actually hear what you are saying, but you are saying the same thing that we are all saying.
But
because of this pompousness, this balloon character, you always want to speak less. The problem is that you have a problem.
Push your
neighbor, the problem is that you have a problem. And you are proud.
And futhi ukhukhumele.
Imagine being married to this type of person.
They
always want to have the last word, even when they are wrong.
They
want to have the last word. My gosh. You are doing assignments. You always want your voice to be amen.
Even it if hurts you.
But you want to.
God and Jawena.
Hey. Pride. At times you just have to humble yourself. Don't allow your pride to break the group. Don't allow the pride to break the church. Don't allow the pride to, cause divisions at your workplace. There were times where I used to argue with my boss. Because my boss used to like to say something like, I'll fire everyone here. Then one day I got angry. And I said, ma'am, she's a lady.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, we are all here with the same mission. If this business fails, I no longer get a salary. We all have the same mission. We all want to make this thing work. Because if it works, we all take something home. Because I was angry that she was talking to, and she was including me as though I'm someone who didn't want to work. And as maybe you're talking to somebody else. But I know that if this thing doesn't work, what am I going to go home? What am I going to tell my wife?
Hey!
So sometimes you have to humble yourself so that the thing can work. Don't just be proud just so that your voice can be heard. Because it's not just about you, it's about the group and what the group is called to fulfill. When you break the group, the purpose for and the reason that the group was put together will no longer be accomplished. So if you have to humble yourself, humble yourself. And the scripture says, humble yourself and God will lift you up. And the Bible says, pride comes before a fall. So when you are proud, the next thing that is going to happen, you are going to fall. So calm down. Don't always have the last word. Hello?
Amen.
Okay.
I'm a man.
We can see, my friend. You don't have to announce to the whole world. We can see. We can see. You don't have to announce it. Yeah. Let's just work together.
Let's
keep the peace. Let's keep the unity. Let's continue progressing. That's all. Am I talking to somebody? Have you noticed some of these things happening in some of the groups you've been involved in? Seditions. Again, all these things that I've mentioned, they cause the same problem. You know, when Lucifer was turning inside, everywhere in the universe there was peace. Everything was in harmony with God. Everybody was doing what God wanted them to do, and they were happy doing it. And Lucifer had all these problems that we are mentioning. And he allowed them to come out. And there was chaos everywhere. When you allow these things to come out of you, you are promoting chaos. 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 Don't be the reason for chaos. Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
Now, seditions, when you look at the Greek and all those things, there are two separate words that come out. And this word means to stand out.
And
push your neighbor, say neighbor. Watch your eyes, please. Watch your eyes. Hallelujah. To stand out. Ushers, come here quickly. Quickly. Oh yes. Can you see that there's some color theme here? Naso.
We are born to go near color gogi.
Can you see?
We are born.
Now let's assume you are also an usher.
Yes, it's now kuna we usher.
Now, when you look at the usher, where do your eyes go as you are looking now?
Kula baba fan.
Someone is standing out.
Kukona ozi kipekeleni.
There are some people who have this problem. Because when we are talking about unity, harmony, it is oneness. We all are the same. But there are people who don't want to be the same. The thing in them refuses to be the same. Because being the same brings harmony. It brings peace. It brings quietness. It brings togetherness. Most of you in your family, you look alike. So you all feel like you are happy because you are amongst people with long noses. And it just brings some comfort. Because we are all the same. But every now and then, there is someone in the group who wants to stand out. And to stand out in a negative way, that brings distraction and these ones will be together and be saying, but why is Pastor allowing her to wear pink when we are all wearing
black?
And now it has become a thing.
So
and instead of the group meeting to say, okay, yes, last week we ushered properly, this week we want to, now they are talking about a pink dress. The whole meeting is pink dress. progress. It is no longer the work of God. It is no longer progress. It is no longer moving. It's because there's someone who's always trying to stand out. And that wanting to stand out, bringing all kinds of tension and division. It's someone who never wants to be on time. We are arriving, we're coming to have a meeting at what time? 10 o'clock. Alright, 10 o'clock we have to meet.
Not 10.
Every single time we meet, this tender outer here with the wrong color dress is coming late. And there are people who when they are late, you can see that late, and then there are people who are late. They are late. Kumbula last week, they are late, Jal.
Last week.
And they are coming in their own pace. Why? They are suffering from this problem. The Bible calls it rebellion. You have a rebellious nature and a rebellious character. You are always rebelling from what has been said. And your rebellious nature always wants to do something different.
Now,
the way you are pumping me, so I'm not. Push your neighbor and say, Pastor's not preaching about anybody. I'm just preaching the word of God. This thing is in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are people like this in every type of grouping that are causing problems in the various groups. There's someone who always has a rebellious nature. Who wants to stand out. We are in present worship. This is present worship now.
Present worship.
And we used to have someone who has this problem. In present worship, every problem you can think of, we've had it before.
Present worship.
So let's assume this is present worship.
Let's sit in our present worship.
And you know, in present worship, when you are backing,
present worship, back.
We are not supposed to hear that, okay, now it's Shane singing. The voices must blend. Are you following what I'm saying? So, in other words, no one must stand out. The voices must be one.
Ama voice mabawe manye.
Afike lo.
Nangoko maphumeceleni.
They are not satisfied that I man. Angibonakali lana man.
Akajabulile mayizwa ngathi na.
Because we are all singing, we are blending.
Sonke sihamba sonke.
So avuli volume kancane ngoba ufuna ukuthi bamuzwe.
Aphakamise ivolume yena afuna yakhe iphu.
Ayivule yakhe.
Ayiqhumise.
So khona omunye wayesihlupha kanjena, then the media started knowing, and then while
khona omunye was like this, but zereba.
Bese ehlisa ivolume because every time we try to explain to the person that no, we have to blend. You don't have to. The person was not satisfied. I want my volume to be heard. So we muted, we took down the volume. And the person exploded. Because they are feeling that we are against them because we are telling them that no, don't stand out. Be the same as all of us. And this person I'm talking about almost had a fist fight during one of the praise and worship sessions. Because there was also one who had a similar problem with
her.
And Mom Ruti was there. And they didn't care. Remember I told you about the rats last week. They didn't care who was there. And they almost took each other. Imagine. In the church. It's a church group. This is not a karate group. It's a church group. Wow. Christians can surprise you.
Abazalwane bazokumangaza yazi.
So it's a rebellious spirit. And when we say rebellious spirit, is I'm not saying it's a demon. The word spirit refers to quite a number of things in the Bible. It refers to the human spirit. It refers to angels, their spirits. It refers to demons, their spirit. And it also refers to attitude.
So
this is a rebellious attitude, character trait. The person is not necessarily demon possessed, but there is evil that is living in the person's members, that wants to come out, that always wants to stand out from the group. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm teaching you so wonderfully, fantastically, so powerfully.
So.
In the message, I've shared so many powerful things. You must just take time when you go home and listen to it over and over again. You will hear things that I'm telling you that you may not be hearing now. Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
Thank you, Asha's praise and worship, whatever you have become. How many have I given you of the five that I told you I'll give you? Four. So there's one more. Pusha never said, don't be a rebel.
Be a rebel.
Oh, and the last one is heresies. Now, remember that all these things bring the same result. What have we mentioned today? Variants. What else? Emulations. What else? Strife. Seditions. And now we are on heresies. All these ones manifest in a similar way. They break groups. They destroy unity. They fight peace. Hey! My friend, don't marry someone like this. Please don't marry someone like this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are some people in their marriages and relationships. It's like when they are not fighting, it's like something is wrong. Because they have these types of problems. Their children are used to fighting. Hallelujah. If you have this problem, it is your responsibility to suppress these things. Yeah. You can be a rebel in your relationship. You can be a rebel. You want to stand out between you and your spouse. You have to be rebellious. You are envious. You are angry when the other one is doing well. And you are in a relationship. Can you imagine? Imagine that Mom Ruth is angry with me that I'm preaching.
It's
angry.
Heaven.
What type of relations are these? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are churches where the Mom Ruthy and the pastor, yay! World War
II. When you get at home, no one speaks to anyone.
And then when they come to church,
matching.
There are things that don't move me in my life. When I see people matching, it means nothing to me. Heresies. Let me not get distracted. Now, heresies is someone who has the problem of liking wrong doctrines. Mm. If I can give you a simple example from the scriptures. We had a group called the Pharisees and the Sadducees. These are people who believed in the wrong doctrines. For example, one of this group, they didn't believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe that one day God is going to resurrect us. They even asked Jesus a question. Because according to the law, when someone who is married and their husband dies, and the husband had brothers, according to the law, that wife of the husband must become the wife of the next brother. Are you following?
Amen.
So that they can produce seed for the brother. This is in scripture. This is the Bible. So, some people came to Jesus. And they presented this problem just because they didn't believe in the resurrection. And they said to the Lord that there was a couple. And the husband died. And the husband had seven brothers. And this woman was giving to the next brother. And that brother died. And then giving to the next, and that one died. All seven of them died. And then these people asked Jesus, they told Jesus that the woman also died now. Now, if you say there's a resurrection, now in heaven, wherever they are resurrected to, whose wife does she belong to? Because now she was married to all seven of them.
Hey.
But Jesus understood the question that they're not asking a question genuinely. They were asking because they didn't believe that there's a resurrection. Are you following me? So there are some people who just cannot read the Bible properly. It's like they are always looking for something that is going left side in the Bible. And they cause discord and separations and disunity, because they always find these things that are strange, and they are always excited about the things that are not normal in the scripture, and they cause all kinds of problems in the group. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. I don't know how people become like this. You like the strange teachings. You enjoy that prophet who, I mean, their teachings are always just on the line. You don't know if it's the Bible or if it's the world. You just enjoy things that are, they are always going left. It's scripture, right? But there is always going. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these types of people also bring discord, all kinds of problems in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are there, these types of people, you are doing an assignment together.
What's the assignment?
They want to produce a method that you don't even know where it comes from. No, but there's this method that we can use. And nobody even understands. And it's not even bringing the correct answer. Problem. You are working. There's a, no, let's do it this way. No, but there's a way. There's a way that we are doing it. No, but why don't we try this way? Why are you trying to move to the way that is working and that has been working all the time? There's a saying that, why do you want to fix it when it's not broken? There are people who are anointed in fixing things that are not broken. And they end up breaking them. We will celebrate you if the kettle was broken for boiling water. You see, it was broken and then you fixed it. We say, wow, powerful. But if we left it fine, and you had a problem that it's fine, and you opened it, and you are saying you are fixing something that was not broken, and when you come back, and when we come back, the thing is not working. But why isn't it working? I was fixing it, but it was not broken to start with. This is how these people are. They look at the Bible in such a way that, I mean, they are trying to fix something that is not broken. In every group, the way we are operating, they are trying to fix something that is not broken. Are you following me, somebody? And the whole thing that always comes out when we have these types of people present is that peace will leave. Harmony will leave. And there will be infighting, stress. All these things is the presence of iniquity in people. And there are some people that they have not controlled these evil things, and they allow them to express themselves, which bring all these types of problems. Hallelujah. Now you have to, if you are hearing me, I must have dialed your number at some point. Now every time you realize yourself that you want to, your real you wants to come out, don't allow. Don't allow. Don't allow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Ask your neighbor, are you learning something?
Amen.
What are they saying? Ask your neighbor, has Pastor dialed your numbers today? If I didn't dial your number today, it means I dialed it the last 2 weeks I've been dialing yours. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us from all these problems. Amen and amen. Especially in the church. The church is such an important organization that God has placed on the earth, that we are supposed to help many people and bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Isn't that important? Now don't allow yourself to destroy what God is building by not suppressing this behavior that is living in you. Are you following what I'm saying? Many people have destroyed the house of God, destroyed various groupings, because they don't want to control these things that are in them. Put your neighbor, say, control yourself. Control. 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 Amen. Sandile, there are pastors. That thing in them, they are married. But when they see another sister in church, that thing in them wants to come out. And this is a pastor. You have to learn to suppress, control. Hallelujah. Yeah. There are people, just take the volume down a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. When you are a pastor, or you are a woman of God, or a man of God, and this sometimes happens a lot to the men of God, more than it happens to the women of God, but I'm sure it also happens to them as well. When people notice that there's a godliness to you, they become comfortable around you. They let down their guard. How can I say, or how can I explain let down their guard? Like you know, when you're a sister walking in the street and a brother is trying to propose you are not sure of this brother. You don't just say, oh, okay, I love you. But there's something in you. You protect yourself, isn't it?
Mm.
So when we are saying we let down the guard, it means that protective shield that you build around yourself, you take it down. Because you trust that you are around a man of God. A man of God doesn't have certain thoughts, doesn't have whatever.
Amen.
Now, one of the reasons why many men of God end up sleeping with half the church
is
because many people trust them. And this person whom they trust, some of them have this problem and it's not under control. When they see a skirt, they are interested. Anytime they see a skirt, they are interested. And also the people in the church, this is our man of God. We trust our man of God. Before you know it, the brother has moved like lightning in the church. Sometimes you see, as you are growing in the Lord, the Bible says, because of the savior of thine ointment, this is in Songs of Solomon, therefore do the virgins love thee. So when the more you get closer to God, the more you become anointed, there's something about you that becomes attractive. Are you following what I'm saying? So you have to learn to suppress any type of thing that is evil that wants to come out.
Because
sometimes you wonder, how come all these people are following this person who is just destroying them? They let down their guard when they saw that this is a man of God, a woman of God, an anointed person. When they saw him do this, and everyone was falling, they let down their guard. But it's a person who has problems that he has not restrained and suppressed. Are you following what I'm saying? I want us to pray for ourselves, pray for the church, pray for every group in the church, and pray for all of us, because we all, somewhere, everywhere, these things are mentioned. There's one of them that must be a problem. And some of us, two of them. Some of us, five of them. CSA. Gooby. So I just want us to pray and say, Lord, help us that when we realize it, first of all, we must realize it happening to us. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm closing. I have so many things to say, but I'm closing with this one. When I was in hospital,
Mrs. Bedler,
they moved me from casualty to one of the wards. And the ward that I was supposed to go to was full. There were not beds. Then they took me to a ward. I don't know what it was called, but everyone in that ward, they were all either had crutches or were on wheelchairs. All of them had bandages and casts. So I think it's people who had broken their limbs for one reason or the other. I was one of the few people who didn't have any bandage on me. And so, in my first night there, as I closed my eyes to sleep, all of a sudden, these thoughts of anger and rage just come upon me. All of a sudden, I have a feeling of anger. And I'm all of a sudden, I'm thinking angry thoughts and I'm feeling rage within me. Then as I'm there, I realize that what's going on. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I reject all these foul thoughts. And they immediately vanished. And I realized that either The people in this ward are people who have anger problems, or the person who slept on this bed before I slept in it is a person who has some serious anger problems. Sometimes you can feel these things coming. You can feel it. And when you feel it coming, you have to disagree with it. You have to fight it. You have to suppress it. And do not allow it to have expression. That's the whole message I'm trying to give you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, from what I've said, I want you to pray for yourself and talk to the Lord. Ask God to help you to recognize when these things are trying to come out. And ask God to give you the wisdom, the understanding, the strength to fight them off, to suppress them, and to keep them down in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak to God.
Thank you for listening to this powerful word of God. We believe you are blessed. For more inquiry, please visit www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com. Or call us at 072-591-2858. May God bless you.